In this bulletin, the United States to send 3,000 more troops to Europe amid fears of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Morrison government commits $750,000 to establish a Holocaust memorial in Darwin. And in sport, Josh Kennedy steps down as Sydney Swans co-captain. For the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. The United States will send thousands of troops to Europe in anticipation of a possible Russian military invasion of Ukraine. US President Joe Biden will spread 2,000 troops across Poland and Germany and shift around 1,000 soldiers from Germany to Russia. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby announced the move, saying the US forces will not enter Ukraine themselves.
These are not permanent moves. They are moves designed to respond to the current security environment. Moreover, these forces are not going to fight in Ukraine. They are going to ensure the robust defense of our NATO allies.
The federal government says it will invest $750,000 towards launching a Holocaust museum in Darwin. The project, a partnership between the Morrison government and the Northern Territory government, is to pay tribute to the more than 6 million Jewish people who died at the hands of the Nazis during World War II. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the funding is part of the government's commitment to supporting Holocaust awareness, especially among young people in Australia.
But this is our duty. This is above politics. This is about the past, the present, but most importantly of all, it's about the future. This is a small investment, which hopefully will produce a very, very big gain.
The funding will also go towards new Holocaust memorials in every state and territory. Nearly three quarters of people who died from COVID-19 in Australia had a pre-existing health condition. That's according to the Federal Chief Health Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, who told a parliamentary hearing that 71.2% of all people who died from COVID up until October last year were also battling pre-existing health conditions. Professor Kelly says the analysis was done on data to the end of October 2021 and does not include deaths following the start of the Omicron outbreak late last year.
What I can say is the most common comorbidity was diabetes, and the second most common was obesity, and heart disease and lung disease, chronic lung disease, were also high on the list of underlying causes in that group. So that was the first 1,600 just over 1,600 deaths in the pandemic to that date.
There have been more than 3,900 COVID-19 deaths since the pandemic began, with half of them occurring in the past 2 months. A military attack at a displaced persons camp in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo has killed at least 60 people. The head of a local humanitarian group and an army spokesperson both confirmed the CODECO Cooperative for Development of the Congo Militia, an association of various militia groups operating within the Congo, is responsible for the killings. And New South Wales is celebrating the start of the Lunar New Year, the Year of the Tiger, with Sydney Opera House lighting up red sails to signify luck, prosperity and happiness. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says multiculturalism is a significant part of the state's greatness and that the lunar celebrations have a special place. Multiculturalism Minister Mark Khoury has told SBS News that the festival is about celebrating new beginnings with loved ones.
It's wonderful to see so many people of different backgrounds in our state unite in celebrating Lunar New Year. In particular, Lunar New Year is about celebrating new beginnings with family and friends, no matter who you are or where you come from. To everyone celebrating this week, I wish you and your family and friends happiness and prosperity.
To sport, and in AFL, Josh Kennedy has stepped down as Sydney Swans co-captain, with Callum Mills promoted to lead alongside Luke Parker and Dane Rampey. Kennedy was a sole captain in 2017 and 2018 before sharing the role for the past 3 years. But the 33-year-old, who will remain part of the club's leadership group, says he felt it was the right time to step aside and allow Mills to flourish. Mills is a product of the Swans' academy and was elevated to Sydney's leadership group during the 2018 preseason as a 21-year-old. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 37. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, also cloudy, 21. Hobart, possible shower, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two, 21. Sydney, also a shower or two, 24 degrees. Newcastle, showers, 24. Brisbane, rain easing, possible storm, 27 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, 33 degrees. And Darwin, showers, a possible storm, 30. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.